This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College football season is going to be here before you know it, and you know who loves college football. It's our friend, IA Hall of Famer, Tim Murray, who joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Tim, thank you, as always, for your time. We appreciate it. All these conferences are having their media days. I know you're all fired up for some college football.
Well, I'm in the heart of Big Ten country, guys. I just left the Big Ten media day today. Talked to Coach Locks yesterday, played that back on my show. But, you know, Las Vegas, that is the heart of Big Ten country. Forget Chicago, forget Indianapolis. Vegas, baby, the home of Big Ten media days.
Tim, we love Coach Locks. We're going to be at his barbecue next week. We're always excited to go to that every year. But he brought up again the fact that he lost the locker room last year, and he's brought that up on a couple of occasions since last season ended. What have you made of that quote?
Yeah, and I mean, in talking to him, Tim, there was a real sense of accountability that he had, which I don't know if it was just a humbling year for him and the program, winning just four games. As you alluded to, Tim, at the press conference, he talked about losing the locker room and not really having a full grasp of payment and how to do it with the players. It says, and once again, you know, take it for what you will. It's media day. Everything is, you know, everyone's undefeated right now. So the thing I kind of gathered from Coach Loxley was that, you know, it feels like it's just a fresh build. He talked about the administration being on their side, the reinvestment in the program, and 60% of this roster, as he talked about, is new. And I think there's just a sense of kind of, hey, a fresh start. So we'll see. And look, we talked about it a month or two ago about the schedule for Maryland. And while there's a lot of unknown and their win total sits at 4.5, guys, you have a very manageable non-conference schedule where you open up as a pretty sizable favorite against FAU. Northern Illinois, as we know, can be a tricky one. Mm-hmm. Just ask Notre Dame. And then you got JLC's Towson Tigers coming in. But you should be 3-0. You'll be a favorite in all three games, I'll just put it that way. And then you don't play Ohio State. You don't play Oregon. You don't play Penn State. You play Michigan. You get them at home. So there's an opportunity out there for this Maryland team to sneak up on some people. And, you know, obviously I think the discussion, I'm sure, for over the next month and maybe into the season after the excitement there regarding Malik Washington and should he be the starter. But, you know, Coach Locke didn't really want to give him the job. He spoke very highly of him and talked about how unique of a player he was, the other quarterbacks as well. But, yeah, I think Maryland, to me, is a very big unknown, guys. And, you know, our Big Ten, you know, analyst, so to speak, Wes Reynolds, who wrote up the conference for our VSiN betting guide, which will be out here in a little bit, he played Maryland over. And I would tend to agree with that, because if you go 3-0 in non-con, I think the opportunities are out there. Obviously, you would have loved to have Purdue or Northwestern on the schedule. But outside of that, I think the schedule really shapes up well. And I think you can make a pretty strong argument that Maryland has the most manageable Big Ten slate of any team this year.
There's a lot of hoopla about the Big Ten, and obviously Michigan had their moment and Ohio State had their moment. I tend to think these will be looked at more as moments than as some, you know, prevailing wind of them being the dominant conference. But, you know, they're leaning into this whole Big Noon kickoff thing and their allegiance with Barstool and trying to prop that up. Like, do you think they have a leg to stand on, or is this just, like, again, to my initial point, going to be a moment in time and more of a blip than a true changing of the guard?
JLC, I think that's kind of a complicated question because I think the SEC and their argument during this whole process is the depth of the conference, right? How deep you can go. And is there a team like, for instance, Oklahoma a year ago as a 14-point underdog against Alabama that's going to have a raucous environment in the Big Ten? Is there a comp? If that makes sense, right? Northwestern, as of now, Maryland, Rutgers, you know, a handful of these other programs, Purdue, they're pretty down right now, and they don't have that raucous kind of environment. And the SEC can say, hey, everybody outside of maybe Vanderbilt got a pretty massive environment too, but Ken can hold steady. Is they've won the last two national championships. They've had three of the last four finalists in the national championship game because Washington is now a member of the Big Ten.
Right.
So I think that's where we're having this stalemate. And I kind of understand why the SEC is at where they are. Where, hey, we believe in the depth of this conference, and I would agree. I think it is a deeper conference than the Big Ten, and I think you can make an argument that the Big Ten is more top-heavy when you've got three big boys of Oregon, Penn State, and Ohio State coming into this year, and we'll see if, you know, Michigan kind of gets back to where they are, but you've got Indiana, you've got Illinois, you've got Iowa, who I think are all capable teams. So, you know, to be honest, guys, my tinfoil hope here is that the SEC and the Big Ten, who clearly are the two dominant powers, and let's be honest, they run the sport, that they can't figure it out, and we just stay with 12 teams for a while, because I personally believe 12 teams is right. I like the fact that we got rid of the rule for the conference champion to get the bye. I honestly think heading into this year, guys, that this 12-team playoff is near as nearest to perfect, in my opinion, as there is. So I kind of hope that the Big Ten and the SEC keep yelling at each other and they just stick with 12 for the next couple of years.
Talking with Tim Murray, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Tim, before we let you go, give us something to throw a future bet you've been looking at as we are, closing in on a month before football.
Yeah, a couple bets that I made. We'll get a little wild and wacky here. So we just announced that my show is going on the road. We're going to be going Mahalo, and we're going to Hawaii for week zero. Hawaii and Stanford. We're going to do a couple of shows out there. So I think Hawaii beats Stanford in week one. Right now that number's sitting at Hawaii +1.5. And then I think two things in the Mountain West, guys, because we had Mountain West Media Days in town last week. I think if you look at Coach Ken, our guy Coach Ken in San Jose State, year two out there. I talked about Maryland having the schedule lottery go their way. Well, San Jose State, the Mountain West media poll came out, and it went in this order. Boise State 1, UNLV 2, San Jose State 3, Colorado State 4. Well, guess what? San Jose State doesn't have to play Boise, UNLV, or Colorado State. And then the teams that went 5, 6, and 7, which was Fresno State, Air Force, and Hawaii, they get all of them at home. So there's a bet at DraftKings to make the Mountain West Championship game. Not to win it,
right?
Just to make it. And it's at +220. And I think San Jose State to make the Mountain West Championship at +220 at DraftKings is a bet to make. So there you go. A little, we're getting there, man. I'm excited for this year. We're about a month away from it all rolling, and we've got media days galore, and I'll be headed out to lovely Bethany Beach next week, guys.
Nice.
So I'll take my one last reprieve, head back to the home front, get a couple orange crushes and some crabs, and then we'll be back and ready to go here in Vegas in a couple weeks.
Tim Murray, let the people know what's going on at VSiN.
Yeah, you can check me out VSiN Primetime, but I really would like to point you in the direction of the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. We've got episodes out right now. You can hear that Mike Locksley interview. I'm going to throw in a podcast here in just a little bit. So wherever you get your podcasts, the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast, we've been pumping them out all off season long. A lot of them have staying power, so check it out wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks, buddy. We appreciate you. We'll chat next week.
All right, boys. See you.
Coming up next, T-Bone Time, TMI with TIM. What you got?
Ravens' first full squad training camp practice underway. Expectations are sky high for this football team. Recent lists out there say, oh, maybe the best roster in all of football. Well, John Harbaugh, he was on the Lounge podcast recently, weighed in on the Super Bowl bust narrative. Very strong opinion from Harbs, but why should the Ravens really embrace that? After Eric DaCosta saying at the season-ending press conference, not a lot this offseason. Well, there is a lot on Eric DaCosta's to-do list next offseason. That's why this team really needs to be all in on this year. We'll get into it next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's T-Bone Time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Training camp is underway at One Winning Drive. First full squad training camp practice. And look, there are some various sports books out there right now that give the Ravens the best odds, the lowest odds of winning the Super Bowl.
Don't tell John
Harbaugh. Santa Clara. But John Harbaugh was recently on the Lounge podcast and was asked about that Super Bowl or bust narrative.
All this garbage about do or die, or about more about like bust, you know, Super Bowl or bust, all that kind of stuff. It's just so phony. I mean, anybody that says something like that has never actually accomplished anything, because they understand it's about process and it's about who you become. You know, you want to win a championship, you got to become a champion. You got to be a champion. You got to do the things that champions do. And then you go in there and fight, and you let the chips fly, and see if you can win it. And that's what we've been doing. You know, our guys have been doing that at a championship level. We haven't won the championship yet. Okay. Is that going to be in our future? Who knows? No one knows the future. No one's given. We're not given to know the future. Read your Bible, you know. But we are given to take care of the day and today and what the moment and be in the moment and to you know, take care of one another, have each other's back, share a vision, share an understanding, fight as hard as you can, you know, for that vision, that understanding, for that brotherhood, for one another, and then, you know, let the chips fly. And that's what our guys are going to do.
That was John Harbaugh again on the Lounge podcast. And I understand a little bit, okay, it's a process, the coach speak there, where we're just starting at ground zero on July 23rd. There's a long way until February. I get all of that. But, dude, embrace the expectations, man. You have a damn good roster. You have the best player in football in Lamar Jackson. Countless Pro Bowlers, all pro guys. And also, Eric DaCosta, on the record during the end of season press conference, was saying, yeah, this is a relatively easy offseason for me. There's not a lot of big boxes that need to be checked. Well, the same can't be said for next offseason. I know we're a ways away from that. We haven't even played a preseason game. You have Brandon Stevens and Patrick McCary as true position starters for you, impact players for you, that were free agents last year. There's 9 players, really you could probably say 11, that are either going to start or play big roles on this football team that are going to be free agents next offseason. Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, Kyle Van Noy, Adafe Owe, Tyler Linderbaum, Daniel Falele, Jair Alexander, Travis Jones, Patrick Ricard, Hopkins, Awuzie. All those guys. Then you bring up the possibility of, we all thought Monk should have got a job last year, but if this offense does what we think it will do, gosh, you'd think he'd have to get a job next hiring cycle. But I understand if they don't win the Super Bowl, is it a total failure? Is it a total bust? It's one of 32 teams that hoist the Lombardi Trophy, but dude, you got to go for it this year. You got to want this thing. I'm not saying that he doesn't, but there's a lot of praise nationally, locally for this Ravens team, and rightfully so. Embrace it, man. Don't run from it. Don't call it phony. Don't call it garbage.
Yeah, I mean, I think trying to parse it out. I think he really doesn't like the word bust, right? And the connotation of the word bust.
And that's what I'm saying, where it's not all failure.
I can see that to a certain degree.
Yes.
But, like, they think they're pretty hot stuff.
Yes.
They think they're really good at what they do. They're not going to say it publicly, but they probably would agree that we'll take our 90 that we have under contract versus anybody else.
Sure.
So with that, and with some recent playoff failures, come a high degree of expectation. When the coach has a ring and the GM has a ring, albeit in a different role, and you've accomplished what they've accomplished. Like, I mean, look, we all hope they win the division again, but like, that's, I don't think we're not going to be sitting here throwing parades over winning the AFC North anymore. Like, they don't make a Super Bowl, people are going to be disappointed, and they should be as disappointed as anybody.
And it's also how people view this franchise, right? It's a model franchise. They're in it every single year. And as long as Lamar Jackson stays healthy, you expect to be one of those final teams standing at that point. Like, these are the expectations that you're going to have pretty much every single year.
I think there's possibly a different way to go about what he said. No, like, not saying we're going, because if you say we're going to go win the Super Bowl, like, we're good. We're embracing, exactly. We're embracing the expectations.
Yes, exactly.
I think Jason, you're right. He's hyper-focused on the word bust.
Yes, and he doesn't like that. You know, if you're saying Super Bowl or bust, but I also think that's nitpicking, because no one's trying to say that like your whole season was a bust. But if you don't at least reach a Super Bowl,
disappointment,
everybody in the locker room, everybody in the front office, everybody in the fan base, sponsors should all be disappointed that this did not go as we thought it should.
Ravens are on the practice field today. First day of training camp. Football is back, baby. Coming up next, though, we get back to the Orioles and all the young dudes. And let's look at some young pitchers. Brandon Young pitched last night. Kate Povich, Chase McDermott. We expect them here. At least we think they should be here in the very near future. What do we think of these guys and their future? Some young arms, young dudes, all the young dudes. Now,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next here on The Fan.
Still trying to find my feet under me, just very frustrated, you know, not what I wanted it to be, but I mean, it's all perspective. I'm glad I'm up here. I really enjoy throwing the big leagues for this team. You know, I like this team a lot. It's a good group of guys.
So that was Brandon Young after the game last night. He went 4 1/3, 4 hits, 3 earned runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeups, and a homer. The Orioles lose 6-3, and I hope he did enjoy his time because the Orioles in the last couple minutes, roster moves. Zach Eflin's been activated. He will pitch tonight. Brandon Young optioned Norfolk. They also transferred Maverick Hanley to the 10-day injury list with a right wrist sprain, so I assume it means he's over his concussion, but still banged up. But let's start with the Brandon Young of it all, and what do you think of this young dude?
Well, I think he should have been given more of a chance to pitch through adversity last night, given where this team is in their short and long-term sort of vision. Sending him down, I think, is kind of ridiculous. Like, put Sagano in the pen and Stroud or Wolfram or any of these guys could be jettisoned. Maybe he'll be back sooner rather than later because somebody's traded, or maybe they do the right thing with Sagano and just buy him out or put him in the pen or whatever. But I doubt they actually do the right thing because they rarely do the right thing. But last night to me was just another example of what a gong show they are, how unserious they truly are about player development and about using a lost season to further them, at least at an individual level. Sagano pitches through all kinds of crap the other night as a 36-year-old who will probably never pitch in the major leagues again. He certainly won't be back here And Brandon Young's one of the only interesting arms they have in the high minors. So again, I'm on record saying he's a bullpen guy. I think McDermott's a bullpen guy. I don't think they have any clue how to develop starting pitching. But you're not going to know if you don't try. And to yank him like they did last night and send him down. And I'm not saying he's good, but what he's done is totally commiserate with what Orioles starting pitching has looked like all year. But the 26 and 27-year-old don't get the runway that a 36-year-old who stinks and has never pitched over here gets because they're not making $13 million. How is that a way to run your franchise?
I would think that Brandon Young is going to be brought back up after the trade deadline when they deal away a couple of these arms. But I'm with you, Jason. There isn't anything that I've really seen from Young outside of that Mets start that's
the
really
immaculate inning, Bone.
And they haven't pushed him. The 73 pitches last night, that's basically the number he's been at recently. His last five starts since he's been called back up. I know he had a couple starts in April, but 73, 76, 66, 71, 61. That's just how they've been using him. He completes four innings, and that's, you know, he might get an extra out or two, but he's only gone five innings once.
I mean, we're at a moment in time where Povich is hurt.
Uh-huh.
Coming back, making rehab starts, but yeah, he's hurt. McDermott hasn't pitched since July 10th, and we'll have to see what that means. And this is it. This is all they've got. And he's not worthy of being here in some capacity?
I completely agree. I also think they I don't get the sending him down part of it, but to your point, and I agree with everything you said, but I think they're walking this delusional developmental tightrope with trying to showcase, and I put showcase in air quotes, with a guy like Sagano 2 days ago. Let him work his way out of trouble because we're trying to trade him for anything. And then, first sign of trouble with Brandon Young, we're going to throw Kittredge in there because we're showcasing him
Sagano's
as well.
Sagano's in the bottom 1% of all major league pitchers in expected batting average against.
You ain't
getting nothing for him.
I said delusion.
But I think what's so interesting with this Brandon Young thing is it kind of just continues to go along with the Kobe, all of these prospects. Remember, Mike Elias last year in the same press conference, I believe, where he said that Jackson Holliday and Kobe Mayo are going to be a big part down the stretch. Yeah. Those are trade deadline acquisitions. He brought up Brandon Young.
Oh, he's been pushing Brandon Young.
He brought up Brandon Young last
July. He pushed him all through the offseason. He pushed him in Grapefruit League. He pushed him when he called him up here earlier in the year. Like, that's the part, like, they have that little conviction in anything. And again, I somehow know these kids a lot of times better than you. He's a bullpen arm. But let's let him have 15 or 20 starts before we decide he's a bullpen arm. But I'm not even sure he's going to get that runway. And he's another kid who there's no ritual. Like, there's no, oh, well, at least I've had 6 or 7 or 8 weeks where it's all been the same. Mm-hmm. And I've been with the team, and I've been traveling with the team up here, and I've been pitching every 5 weeks. Because they're the third worst team in baseball, so why not? So, he doesn't even get that courtesy.
Here's the other part of it. You're right. He might be a bullpen arm on a good team, but guess what? This isn't a good team. As you just said, third worst pitching staff or third worst baseball team. Let him start for this bad team, and let's give him a runway. And maybe, you know what? He might surprise you if you give him said runway, but they won't give it to him.
And look, I'm no Brandon Hyde guy. I wanted him fired after the Rangers series. I'm on record. But the idea that, like, Hyde was holding the young players back, or, you know, because there was a lot of that. Oh, well, maybe part of the reason Stowers and these guys never played was Hyde. And all, stop. Yeah. Stop.
Lineup comes from upstairs.
I don't think Manzolino knows how to see. I think they tell him, Elias probably signs the lineup card for him beforehand. Like, or they got an auto pen. I don't even know if they trust him to sign the lineup card. Like,
calls runs and, points.
And this is where we are, where they're so a slave to whatever they believed about people before the season that, like, they're not going to change. Even when they come out publicly and say we're selling and 11 is under is too much, they're going to bench Kobe Mayo that night and the next night. And then Brandon Young's going to have a chance to pitch out of some, you know, the same situation that Sagano got to pitch out of. And they're going to go to Kittredge in the middle innings.
8 days from now, how many of this current starting rotation is not here? Because that's going to open up these spots for these young dudes.
At least two.
Are they gonna? Will, are they willing to eat salary on Sagano?
Well, I'm talking about Morton and Eflin. Unless Eflin falls on his face, willing, and they're trading Eflin for anything.
He might have to eat salary Eflin. For that's he what might, I was gonna say. Yeah. He might have to eat salary he for might. Eflin. I think Morton's definitely gone. Eflin's the wild card. He'll have two starts tonight and 5 days from now. I mean, Sugano, DFA. If you can get anything.
Or put him in the bullpen.
But you've got to think like them. So it's all about covering your ass and saving face. Like, is it, do they think they look worse to their billionaire overlord by having Sugano go out there and try to earn the $13 million? Or by trading, you know, Sugano for literally... for literally nothing, for, you know, for international signing pool money. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I'll take that.
I think like real, like, I think like a real baseball person, I don't think like a backwards Neanderthal like them. Like, I don't live in this world where, you know,
Ivy League Neanderthals.
My whole purpose is to prove myself right somehow.
Yeah, it seems really
oxymoron. I mean, I don't live in this world where I'm trying to pretend that I'm somehow smarter than everybody else. I don't know. I don't know, but I know that Brandon Young not pitching in the major leagues at this moment in time doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
If you're just tuning in, Brandon Young got sent down today. Zach Eflin pitching tonight. And like Bone, I do think he'll be back in a week, but there were other options you could have made instead of Brandon Young. Now, they'll tell you, well, they want to keep him on turn, probably, which is a silly argument.
I think it's because they really want, like, this Cade Stroud or one. They want one of these guys in the bullpen. Like, dude, they had sound effects for the Wolfman. On Masson a week ago.
When he
came back. They really want one of these guys to pop. So Brandon Young's got options, and yeah, so what? He can go down and deal with it. And we hope one of these bullpen guys make us look smart.
Do you think if they DFA'd the Wolfman or Selby or who was the
Wolfman already came back to him?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, they'll clear waivers. Like, come on, what are we doing here? These guys, it was a flashback to 2018 the other night.
And remember, the Orioles were winning that game in the fifth inning.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. Orioles and the Guardians, third game of a four-game series. Tonight, 6:40, first pitch, Zach Eflin on the bump for the O's. Bordy and the Bone, Baltimore baseball tonight, coming up at 5:30. But coming up next, it's always fun when Jerry Jones talks because he says dumb stuff. League at Large, Jerry Jones speaks next here on The Fan.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt six games last year. Seriously. We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out two-thirds of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
So that's Jerry Jones, and he's fun. Talking about Prescott and Micah Parsons, Dak Prescott and Micah Parsons, both missing games in 2024. And he said, Dak Prescott, I'm the highest quarterback in the league and the highest player in the game, and he missed games. So I don't know what he's trying to say.
Yeah,
but
neither
Jason,
is he.
Yeah.
Well, look, he wants you talking about, and he wants us all talking about the Cowboys, and he wants the Cowboys on national television a bunch, and he wants the business of the Cowboys and the drama of the Cowboys to help sell and fuel the Cowboys. He's ill-equipped to handle that locker room. He's ill-equipped to navigate those personalities, and it's all a charade. He knows, and Dak knows, and Micah knows that at the end of the day, they're going to get paid, and he's going to make you jump through hoops, and he's going to create a whole lot of news headlines, and he's going to provide those clowns in the morning on ESPN all kinds of stuff to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll eventually give the young man more than he could have hoped for at the onset of it. And he'll continue to fuel a star culture that sells jerseys and sells the star on the side of the helmet, but doesn't win in the playoffs. And it's a fractured locker room, in part because he wants it fractured, because he wants certain guys who are really his guys to feel special. But by doing that, you... inherently alienate others. It's everything is marketing. It's marketing first, marketing second, sales third, marketing fourth. and then the things beyond the business of football, like actually winning football games, that's all secondary. That's all secondary. He'll continue to take risks on guys with character issues and red flags because you can get them cheaper. And as much as, you know, Jerry doesn't mind, again, paying three or four or five guys, go find a middle class on a lot of his rosters. It often doesn't exist.
They're a mediocre organization. They have not been to an NFC championship since 1995. 1995, there's only a couple of other teams in the same span that have not... Like, they're a joke of a franchise.
But he loves this. He loves this. I mean, what are they worth? $15 billion? I mean, what are they worth?
I'm with you.
They're the highest, the most valuable franchise in all sports.
For my entire lifetime, they stink. Like, I never understand why people talk. Like,
why would you demean your greatest assets like he just did, talking about who got hurt doing what? Dude, they got hurt playing football.
Yep.
He didn't get hurt riding his ATV in the offseason. He didn't get hurt violating his contract, you know, parachuting out of an airplane. He got hurt in part because your roster's not very good. Your old line has gone into disrepair. You haven't been able to run the ball since Zeke was in his prime.
Dude, they hired Brian Schottenheimer as their head coach.
After keeping around the other guy longer than anybody else would have.
Nobody else thought Brian Schottenheimer was the head coach.
What are we doing?
Would you like to hear more from Jerry?
Oh, hell yeah.
Here's Jerry talking about the risk of 4 to 5 year contracts.
The other thing I would say is contracts are 4 or 5 years. Okay? There's a lot of water under the bridge if you step out there and do something in the first 2 or 3. You can get hit by a car, seriously. And so there's a lot to look at over a lot of years that could make a big difference. Have you ever heard of any clubs committing to players and then they didn't pan out after they committed to them? We have.
Yeah, he's
it's your job to self-scout and know who the hell to pay and who not to pay. I mean, what are we doing?
It's the price of doing
get hit by a car.
Yeah, that's quite a thing to say. Yeah, I could pay a guy and get hit by a car tomorrow.
He's out his life. I'm out a few million bucks.
Yeah.
He's probably 25 years old with a whole life ahead of him. I'm the crypt keeper. I'm never going to die. I'm going to live forever.
Maybe he doesn't die, but just breaks bones and misses a season. Or maybe his career
there. Hit by a car. I mean,
it could be in another car when you get hit by said car.
How fast are we talking? Yeah. I mean, maybe you're just leaving Walmart or something, a parking lot.
You think that's what he's referring to?
Probably not, but I'm just like...
He's talking about being out a lot of money, which means that dude's going to be missing some time.
I'm going
he's
out.
Not, he didn't get, I don't think he means, like, got hit by a grocery cart. I think he means, like...
Well, he said a car.
I'm going down the jackass rabbit hole with him. Maybe just maimed, not killed.
He's a joke.
Let's hear more. I want to hear more.
There's one more, and I think his son Steven jumps in on this, and talking about if they should have waited on Diggs and Steele extensions.
Frankly, should we have waited on Diggs and Steele? Oh, you brought them up. I didn't.
Well, the other thing is the willingness. I mean, you have players who are, you know, who decide, hey, I'm willing to wait. And I'm going to wait on bigger numbers. And then you got other players who want to be more conservative and say, hey, I'd like to have my money now. And that's every person's different. Every player's different.
Spellboy Ben just pointed out in my ear, Steven doing a hell of a job of trying to save Jerry from himself there.
That's brought to you by the two guys who are paying their $40 million quarterback $60 million a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're going to sit here and lecture people on roster construction and when to pay guys and when not to pay guys.
They haven't been to a conference championship in 30 years.
You're not allowed to talk about it, Bone.
3-0.
Bone, you're not allowed to talk about it.
Bone, you don't know nothing about that.
I don't. I was
Barbalay's principle.
I was born in 95. I was a couple months old in January 1996.
You're not allowed to talk about it.
It was in diapers.
Oh, man. Jerry, the gift that keeps on giving, Jason.
Hey, this is how he wants. This is what he wants a season to be. He wants it to be about turmoil and fake outrage and fake palace intrigue about Micah's contract, which don't worry, it'll get done and it'll be top of the line before they play a game that they'll probably lose.
Things are about to get really busy. Coming up at 4:30, former MLB GM Steve Phillips is going to join us. He's from MLB Network. Get his thoughts on the trade deadline in the Orioles. Ryan Ripken, part of our BBT crew, joins us at 5 to talk O's. But coming up next, we're going to talk some football. Ravens training camp has begun. IA Hall of Famer from NFL Network, Cynthia Freeland, joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.